Ready for sunshine, culture, and new stories? Sun Express Airlines takes you nonstop from London Stansted to Turkey. From the Turkish Riviera's turquoise coast to the heart of Anatolia, your next getaway awaits in Antalya, Izmir, Cappadocia, Adana, or Gaziantep. Book now from just £59.99 and let Turkiye welcome you.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I started a little bit of a purge yesterday. It was time. I'm going through all my subscription services and finally blowing a few out.
Good for you.
It's time. I started adding up on what goes out every month, which you feel like is not that bad. And then you go, times 12.
Yeah.
And you look at that yearly cost of everything, and you're like, ooh, that one stings a little bit. So I blew out my YouTube TV.
I thought that's the one you liked.
I like it, but we found that we only watch two channels, and it's like $90 a month.
Oh, that's expensive.
Time to go.
She gone.
I blew out my HBO, because I haven't watched anything on the HBO Max in a long time. And then I'm trying to quickly catch up on a lot of things on Netflix, because I think the flicks might be next.
Really?
So what would you have then? Do you have Disney Plus, or you're getting rid of everything?
No, I still got a few. I got a handful, but the biggies, like I'm really tired of Netflix continually raising prices. I saw some sort of stat the other day. It's like every day they make like $100 million or something stupid. I was like, really?
And
you're opening up more charges to us?
Yeah,
it'd be
nice if they offered like a lifetime subscription cost, right? Like if you lock in this price.
Lock it in.
You know, like this is
it's
what
like
you
Xfinity,
get.
Price lock guarantee.
Exactly. I need Netflix though, because it has all my reality love shows that I like so much. Like Love is Blind. I know you don't go that route.
I'm quickly trying to watch the Hulk Hogan documentary
before you cancel.
Before I get rid of it.
Yeah. I get it though.
I'm not watching Lust Island.
It is expensive. Like I was telling you how I went through a lot of my subscription, and mine is a lot of like storage stuff. Mm-hmm. I've got a lot of stuff. It's only one of me. I don't do a lot of things. Yeah. I don't know why I have to have terabytes of storage.
I watched a video last night on YouTube on how you can create your own cloud at home. So
I
you can have your
this.
Own home base and you own your data and you could just have a little setup at home. And I'm like, I think I'm going to do this
because
I'm tired of not owning anything.
Yeah.
You're essentially renting everything from these companies now.
Well, and especially coming from generations that did own physical media. I mean, gosh, CDs, we scratched them up good, huh?
Hells to the yes. I still have all my flip cases.
Yeah.
And this guy actually is probably our age, Katie, who's doing this. And he was putting in all of his DVDs and ripping them into the cloud.
Smart.
So he had them all digital. He was taking all of his CDs, ripping them into the cloud. And he's like, now I have access to them wherever I'm at in the world. He's like, and it's my data. It's mine. I'm not paying anybody to store all this.
I want to own data.
Yeah, how do you do that? Is that hard? Did it look hard on that video?
I'm not going to. Well,
was it a 2-minute video or a 20-minute video?
Yeah, it was a minute. It's a process. But it's tempting to do something like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting bit. I want to hook up a Blu-ray player again and get Blu-rays again. So.
Yeah.
What's the one you're watching right now?
Oh, gosh. It is called I Shouldn't Be Alive.
What's that on?
It's funny. So it's on Discovery, I believe, but I'm watching it on YouTube. I just random episodes will come up, full episodes, and I watch them. And it is fascinating. It terrifies me to go out hiking. I don't know why I keep watching it.
Like, give me some examples of what's going on.
So the one I watched yesterday, a woman, and this was back in the 70s, she went on a cross-country trip and she wanted to stop at the Grand Canyon and go for a little hike down to a waterfall.
Oh,
who does that sound like?
That's you!
I know. And so she goes to the Grand Canyon again before the days of GPS and whatnot, but she's got some maps with her and whatnot. And they tell her to go drive to the top, and then you hike down into this little village, and that's where the waterfall is. Well, they didn't tell her that at a fork in the road, she could go either left, which goes to the village, or right, which goes out into the vast desert tundra that is the Grand Canyon. And as you can imagine, she takes a right, and she is lost out there for 21 days. And in it,
how is that possible?
So she has all her stuff with her, right? But at one point, she drops it because it's so heavy, and then she tries to track her way back to it, and she can't find her supplies and her water and her food.
Little Hansel and Gretel action.
Yeah, things aren't looking good for her. But then she has in her purse a eyeglass case right? So what you would keep your eyeglasses yep. in, and she finds a little like spring that's barely dripping water into a rock, does right? So it's just making it moist. Well, she takes her eyeglass case, and it takes her hours at a time to fill this eyeglass case and get a cup of water to uh-huh. drink
but
in the desert.
Her?
That is what saved her. And
wow.
then as she's, because this is what she calls her home base, so she's trying to venture out a mile in each direction from this home base to try and find this village still, but she can't go more than an hour because she will die of dehydration, mm-hmm. and that's where her water source is this little spring with the eyeglass mm-hmm. case. And here's the thing, she took 3 weeks off from work. So nobody's looking for her.
They're not expecting
her. They're not expecting her. No one's looking for her. And it isn't until she misses that first day of work that they deploy the rescue services and they finally find her.
Where's Tina?
21 days she was lost in the desert. And I'm just like,
that's an incredible story.
And there's so many of them like that. Like a little girl saves her dad after he gets crushed by a snowmobile, but she ends up losing part of her feet due to hypothermia.
Fun.
Well, but they all like she lives, right?
And she's still, were you going to say they lived happily ever after?
To tell the
she
tale.
She can't play soccer.
Like,
but,
and it's just like the endurance of the human brain and body when it's
incredible,
like
isn't
live
it?
Or die. Like it just,
it's like
it
that
really
guy
is.
Was in Arizona where he chopped his own arm off.
I know.
He's from Cherry Creek High School.
So it's just like, so then there are seasons and just episodes, so many episodes of the show. It's called I Shouldn't Be Alive, and it is fascinating. It is
the Grand Canyon one got me when you were telling the story. The biggest thing that stuck with me, though, 3 weeks off of work?
I know.
What the hell? How does that happen?
It was a different time, Jerry.
How do we work that? What?